This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, we're joined now by Ray Fittipaldo of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, our Steelers insider, brought to you by the Western PA Injury Attorneys of LGKG, built on relationships, credibility, and integrity. We'll see if he can improve the quality of today's radio program. Here's how I got out of the last segment.
I wish my parents were flight attendants growing up.
Because that has everything to do with
well,
it.
Well, I'm sure it does. I love traveling, but I hate traveling, if you catch what I'm picking down.
Colossal boob, Adam Crowley. We got Doran Dickerson across from me, and now Ray Fittipaldo on the fan hotline. Good morning to you, Ray.
Good morning, guys. How are we doing?
We are excellent. Yes.
Great.
We are great. Are the Steelers going to trade for Cooper Kupp?
Listen, this contract is different from Davante Adams. There's actually, you know, some roster bonuses that would have to be, you know, considered for whichever team acquired him. I understand the Rams would be picking up some of the salary from this season, but there's an awful lot left on that for next season and the year after, to be honest with you. So if they would do it, I think you would do it for a fourth or a fifth. You guys saw Hopkins got traded this morning for a fourth or a fifth. Kupp would be a rental. So unless they decided to do a sign and a trade for a rental, I wouldn't give up a second for sure.
Through seven games, Ray, has George Pickens convinced you that he's a number one wide receiver?
No, he was much better in this past game. Obviously, a big beneficiary of Russell Wilson and that deep ball. I think, you know, we can expect that to, you know, if not be the norm, I think we could expect to see a lot more of that now. But, George has some baggage. I think being on good behavior has to happen for more than 1 or 2 weeks. So I'm still sort of wait and see there. I think he certainly has the potential to be. But as I'm sitting here right now, if you're asking me if I would commit $25 million to him over a new four-year contract, my answer would probably be no.
George Pickens, real quick, now eighth in the league among receivers in receiving yards.
No.
Real quick. Nice game with Russell Wilson at the helm. Ray, if the Steelers don't add to this receiver room, what is their ceiling? What is their ceiling if they do add a receiver? And part three of this long-winded question, who are some other names if they're not going to wind up with Cooper Kupp?
Yeah, well, I mean, Hopkins just went off the board, so that list is dwindling. I think their ceiling, as they stand right now, you know, if they get to 6-2, I think they have a chance to go to 11-6. I think even with the second half of the schedule, 11-6 is probably what, four seed, five seed, depending on whether you win your division. I think that's probably their ceiling without adding. Let's say they add Cooper Kupp, and he's a big difference maker. I could see them maybe going 13-5, and then you're talking about maybe being, a two or a three seed. So, again, I don't know that that's in play, but I think we all know that there's another level for this offense. We saw that with Russ in a one-game sample. I think if you add another receiver like a Kupp or somebody else, I think certainly the offense could get much better, and you wouldn't have to play as many close games.
Ray, I'm going to say the coach's name, and I want you to give me a grade, all right? Mike Tomlin.
I'll go B.
Arthur Smith.
B+.
Terrell Austin.
A-.
Danny Smith.
A+.
Should Mike Tomlin be in consideration of Coach of the Year right now?
Yeah, I think so. For navigating the first six games with your backup quarterback after your starter gets injured in camp. And just look at not just that injury, Doran, but look at what this offensive line has gone through. Look at what this secondary has gone through. You know, I wrote about this a little bit yesterday, the different approach that they've taken in developing these young players. You know, we've seen Beanie Bishop develop before our eyes, you know, with Cam Sutton out. They had the same plan with Corey Trice. Unfortunately, Corey got injured. So, I think Mike is always changing. He's always trying to better himself as a coach. I don't know that, you know, he's going to be the coach of the year, but I find it funny in what, 18 years now, he's never won it. I think certainly one of these years, I think he's probably going to win it.
Ray Fittipaldo joining us here on the Fan Morning Show, which is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Okay, so the Steelers have been running the ball. They're ninth best in the league at that. Najee Harris, two straight games with over 100 yards rushing. Do you think if he keeps this up, that he'll be a Steeler next year? Or is this exactly how they've envisioned this? You light the fire under his feet, and he was going to sing for his supper a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, listen, he's been really good the last couple of games. I would say up and down season. I think early in the season, maybe, you know, we were questioning his field vision a little bit, his decisiveness. I still think sometimes there's a little too much hesitation or dancing in the hole before he hits it. Those are all valid criticisms. But I think for the most part, this guy is durable. He's always available, and he's going to play hard for you. So I don't know if the Steelers are going to want to do business with him in January. I think if they do, it's obviously going to be at less than the $6.7 million they were going to pay him on the fifth-year option. And really the unanswered question that we still have, their reason for not picking up the option was his fit in Arthur Smith's offense. And to this point in the season, I still can't give you an answer on that. I think, again, he's looked good at times, not good at other times. You know, it could be that Arthur has a specific back that he's looking for, and it just might not be a back like Najee Harris. It's no crack at Najee. It's just like he might want a different type of a back in his system.
Ray, do you feel like that this is a two-team race for the AFC North at this point? Or do you think that the Bengals are still capable?
I think the Bengals are still capable of making noise, but I don't consider them to be in the race to win the division. So, in other words, I think the Bengals can still get to like 9-8 and 10-7, get into the playoffs, maybe even knock the Ravens or the Steelers down a peg. But that start that they had, I don't think the division is in play for them. But I still do think they can be a factor in the AFC.
Do you think, I'll rephrase this, do you feel better about the Steelers' chances of winning a playoff game now than you did before they entered the season?
Before Sunday night, yeah, because of what Russ brings. You know, I think, you know, we saw the passing game unlocked a little bit. It looked like an NFL offense to me. And that's no slight at Justin Fields, but it kind of reminded me of what we had when Ben Roethlisberger was the quarterback, right? A guy who had command, had presence back there, could change plays, would take shots one-on-one down the field. And, you know, I just think with Justin, we never really, you know, the Steelers never really looked quite like they did when Ben was the quarterback. And I'm not trying to draw comparisons between Ben and Russell, but they are similar types of quarterbacks, pro-style quarterbacks who came up in this league a certain way. And when you have quarterbacks like Justin, who were maybe brought up in different systems, and we all know what the influence of the college game has had on the league, but, you know, Russ is part of a dying breed. And I think as long as you run a pro-style offense, I think a quarterback like Russ can really be a big benefit to an offense.
Ray, this was very good. As always, we appreciate your time, and we'll talk to you next week, buddy.
All right. Thanks, guys. See you.
Thanks, Ray.
See you. Ray Fittipaldo of the Post-Gazette says with Cooper Kupp, they could win 13 games.
I believe that.
If that's the case, then yeah, you give up a second. I mean, seriously.
Yeah.
Because if you win 13 games, I think you're winning the division. And people point out the Steelers' flaws all the time. And I get it. The offense is, what, 16th in the league in points, which is dead average. The Ravens have by far the best offense going in the NFL right now, them and the Lions. People don't seem to care that the Ravens' defense is a disaster.
Right.
And I don't understand why we can't point out their flaws. They give up leads in the second half all the time. The Steelers, meanwhile, are one of the best second half teams in the NFL. If you really think that Cooper Kupp gets you to the 13 win mark, then yeah, you go get him.
I do, and I don't even hesitate saying it.
You didn't even stutter.
Don't even stutter.
I want to get into your question of Ray coming up in the next segment. Grading of Arthur Smith here through seven games. He gave him, what, a B+? I might go higher than that. And I don't think that that's going to be popular. We'll get into that coming up next. We'll react to more of what Ray had to say. Here's a text at 412-928-9370, Doran. It's brought to you by Edgar Steiner & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. 100% safer in a plane, Crowley. I don't know anybody that's ever been in a plane crash. However, I do know a family that had their house crashed into by a plane.
Ooh.
Think about that while sitting on the couch tonight. I was actually thinking about this last night. We live in a corridor where planes take off. And I was like, freaks me out.
The odds of that happening.
Slim.
Very slim.
But this guy said it happened to his friend. I need a link, or I ain't buying it.
You do not want to look into that link. Trust me.
Good point by you. Fan Morning Show Twitter polls brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. Trust PJ.com. Would you give up a second-round pick for Cooper Kupp? LA is shipping him. Would you do it? 412-928-9370.